You are now listening to Fearlessly Unwritten Podcast. This podcast was created for the millennial woman who fearlessly steps into the day that's unwritten until you put the words on the paper and live out loud. I'm your host, Zorian Bailey, and let's get into it. What's up, fearless babes? This is Zoe here, and I am just so excited to be back. This is the first episode of the year, and I just wanted to just share my journey with you all and why I've been gone for so long. I originally started this podcast in 2019, and once the new year hit for 2020, I just started focusing more on my health journey, my weight loss journey, and that just had me taken away the whole time. Like, so much has happened in 2020, and I just wanted to just let y'all in on what's been going on and how I had to just reset my mind for what's to come and what's about to happen in the new year, because I feel like this year is going to be such an amazing year. Last year, we all were hit with the pandemic. Some people like to say the pimorama. but that changed a lot of our lives. And I know for me, it changed a lot of what I had going on. And I thought it was going to mess up some of the goals I had set for myself. But it actually blessed me in ways that I cannot even imagine. So once 2020 hit, I originally lost around probably 60 pounds so far, 60 to 70 pounds, and I really wanted to reach my goal of losing 100 pounds before 2020 ended. But then the pandemic hit, and I thought my gym was gonna close, and I was like, oh my gosh, how am I gonna train? Like, if I train from home, I'm not sure if I'm even gonna stick to it. But God said, no, sis, you're going to still go to this gym and you're still going to train. And that's when I incorporated 2-a-days in my training. And from there, I just got so locked in. Like, I fell in love. Like, I loved it. But once I started doing 2-a-days, I feel completely in love. I didn't miss any days or try to miss any days of my training. And I eventually lost 100 pounds. Well, first, I got out of the 200s. Once I got out of the 200s, I made it to Wonderland. And then, by probably after my one-year anniversary, or my one-year anniversary of training, which is April 15th of 2020, was my 1 year, I made it out of the, I made it into losing 100 pounds. And from there, God blessed me with a new opportunity. I quit my job and decided to work full-time with my trainer. I am the King of Fitness. He is amazing. If you're looking for a trainer, he does virtual, so make sure you go on KOF Live on Instagram and, you know, check out the prices. Just, you know, plug them in real quick. But I really had to stop putting fear in everything that I do and just go for it. Like, there's things happening now that I would have never done years ago. Like, once I started believing more in myself and stopped worrying about other people and how others may feel, sometimes I still do worry about stuff like that, but once I started figuring out, like, hey, you are amazing and you really doing it, like, you put your mind to it and you lost this amount of weight and you're still losing. Now I'm at 127 pounds gone. I still struggle with my weight to this day. It's still a struggle, but I still have to reach my goals. And I just had to stop putting fear in my heart with each challenge that I face. Like, you really have to get in the mindset of, hey, you did this. You're doing it. So don't be scared. Just keep pushing yourself to reach those goals. And that's what I'm telling myself each day. It's so hard, y'all. It's so hard. But I really am focusing more on me. Like, I put up a post on Instagram probably a couple of days ago where I've been so humble for so long. And that's just me. Like, I can't be any other way but to be. But I've been so humble. And right now, I just can't be humble no more. Because I am doing things that I never thought. Like I said, I've never thought I'd be doing the things that I'm doing now. And I'm so proud of myself. My confidence level has been on 10, on 100. And I've never been this confident ever. I'm posting stuff that I would be so scared to post, but I'm posting them anyway because, hey, I took my time to do this video. Y'all gonna see it. Even though I feel kind of uncomfortable, I'm gonna live in my truth. I'm gonna live and be comfortable in the skin that I am, that I'm in. And I'm just gonna be unapologetically me. I don't know if I said that correct, but y'all get the point. At this point in my life, I am living in who I am. I'm not going to be scared to show my personality. I'm not going to be scared to speak up. I'm not going to be scared to allow others to dictate what I got going on. I'm not going to allow others to tell me, hey, maybe you shouldn't do this. No. This is my life, my dreams, my aspirations, my goals that I set for myself. I'm not going to allow anyone to change my mind about anything. If I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it. If it's wrong, I'm learning for myself that it's wrong. And before, I would have never even said these things that's coming out of my mouth. So yeah, my weight loss journey has changed my life drastically. And I'm so appreciative of even going on this journey. And so last year, I just really focused on that. And this year, I just want to really step my game up with this podcast thing because I really enjoy it. It's just my mind wasn't on it at the time. And now it's going to be back. I'm going to be back and bigger than ever. And I'm just so excited to see where this goes. I really wanted to just put this episode out really quickly just because I don't want to be scared anymore to do the things that I inspire to do. I want to have fear in anything. And that's the whole point of this podcast. Like, in our 20s and our 30s and our 40s, like, I don't want any of us to be scared. I don't want any of us to have fear of anything. Fearless. Like, I really want the words of fearlessly. I'm fearlessly doing this. Like, I don't want to be scared to do anything anymore. Like, just living fearlessly. Living out loud. Like, 2021 is my year, your year, our year. Like, even though this pandemic is still here haunting us, we're still going to reach our goals no matter what. And so I am doing this challenge for the new month. It's February, and so I do want to keep you all updated. So if you do want to see how I do on this challenge, you can follow me at YouLoveZoe on Instagram. Also, make sure you follow Fearlessly Unwritten, because our journey is yet to be unwritten until we put those words on the paper. And I truly live by that. Like, I'm living life fearlessly unwritten. Are you? Because 2021 will be an absolute movie. Like, I am so excited to see where this goes, because I literally never saw my life in this light before. And I'm so grateful. I'm so thankful. And I thank God every day to even experience these moments that I'm having. Like, some days it gets hard, but that only lasts for a moment. So I just say, I want you all to continue to have a great year. I'll be back for another episode, so please stay tuned. And always remember to be fearlessly unwritten until you put those words on the paper. See y'all later.